This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now. Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
After reviewing the tape yesterday, how'd you feel the offense did in terms of maximizing first down opportunities, and what will the focus be today situationally?
We're going to add third down today. You know, the practices, there's, you know, guys, we go through this all the time. There's going to be some good plays, there's going to be bad ones, and then obviously the ones that, you know, we have to try to eliminate. You know, I think they started out okay, and then I don't think we finished as well as we started, and that's got to change, and that has to understand that we're going to try to, you know, schedule the practices the same way the games would. So, you know, if we're not finishing a practice, and you know, we have to hopefully fix that and correct it so that we can finish in the game, we can pick up some crucial first downs if we're leading, or if we're in a two-minute situation and we need some plays to go down there and get a score. But today will be a lighter day so that you guys can understand that. This will be more of a walkthrough. But again, it's important, I think, to see how our team responds and are able to work in that capacity. I'm hopeful that we can get something out of this and come back and really have some speed tomorrow and really have a good one tomorrow before a day off on Sunday.
Jones and Keefe live here on WEEI Patriots Training Camp. We are brought to you by McFarland Energy. They are the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on. At McFarlandEnergy.com. High noon here on Jones and Keefe, breaking down what we saw on day three out there. Not much, Keith. Not much.
No, really not much at all.
I've seen
it was a little bit less each day.
I've seen more of you going to town here on your lunch than I have out on the practice field.
Just having a salmon, trying to keep it healthy, Jones. You know me. I like to eat real healthy.
Sure.
So just enjoying a little bit of
fish on a hot day. It's a good move, bad move? You liking it?
Everything on a hot day is tough. I'll be honest, especially going inside to where the food is. It's nice and air-conditioned.
Yeah, to come back out here, it's like hitting a wall. Yeah.
It is going to be a sweaty couple of hours, but I'll do my best. I'll be fine. But yeah, it was really
you got that straight.
No, not only was it a walkthrough, I mean, only one player was even wearing a helmet. It was one of those type of days.
And so, not even the whole, Drake didn't even put on a helmet until halfway through.
Right, exactly. So yeah, not a lot you can take out of it. They'll have one practice over the weekend, and then I think full pads on Monday, which I'm excited about. I think that'll be a good day.
That's the word.
Because Wednesday there was good kind of buzz and intensity, and it was sort of like, hey, first day, whole team's out there making some plays, crowd was into it, and then a little bit less yesterday, and then really not at all today. I mean, they're going through stuff, and you know, the coaches will have a good idea if they got what they wanted out of today. From up here, it's kind of hard to tell.
I'll tell you, I mean, the first day, I thought May and the passing offense largely looked good. I think the O-line struggled, but May to Diggs, that was very promising. I put a lot of stock in that day one. I also put a lot of stock in the O-line not looking great. So I think that was the day so far we could really read into.
Yeah.
I think yesterday was more in the middle. Today was a big nothing burger. I mean, no competitive periods, all walkthrough, players in shoes and not even pads, hardly even helmets, as Keith said. A couple of takeaways from today. You heard Vrabel talking about where yesterday's practice ended. They were going to work on some third down stuff today and try to finish better than they did a year ago out on the practice field, or a day ago, rather. out on the practice field. Absences, Polk continues to be absent. Still not out there. Reese reported yesterday it's soreness in his quad or calf. I can't remember which, but a leg soreness for Jalen Polk, which, again, the way I hear that is he goes, hey, this is barking at me a little bit. And they go, whoa, you're good. Stay away. We don't need you out there.
Set.
Take your time, Jalen. You're good.
Is there any way he makes the team?
No. I mean, any way, I guess, sure. But do I see him making the team? No, not even close. I don't even see him in the – like, I think Baker, Chisholm – who are some of the other down-the-roster receivers? Like, they have better chances, I think.
Yeah, Baker, Chisholm, I guess depending on where you would put Booty or
Jeremiah
Bourne.
Webb, I don't even know who that is.
That's crazy.
Better, John Giles? Yeah, no relation to Tom, I don't believe. That's a J, not a G.
Okay, yeah, that'd be a different Giles.
But, yeah, I would say, you know, he's in the mix. He's closer to those guys than even Chisholm and Baker and Booty and guys like that.
Yeah, I don't like his chances at all. And that was if he was on the field. And now he's not even on the field.
Demir Blankensy.
Bird?
How about
Bird?
Him? No,
Demir Bird's
not Demir,
back.
Cam
Newton's favorite receiver.
Demir Blankensy. He's closer to those guys.
What's his name?
Number, if you're looking on the roster, they're number 30.
Yeah.
Number 30.
Number 30?
Offensive 30, not defense. They got two 30s, Keith. Offensive
Blankensy?
30. Yeah.
But number
I don't know if he's going to make it. I don't know if he's going to make it necessarily. But, yeah, Jalen Polk's just not going to make the team. He's going to be a one-and-done second-round pick.
Polk, without the draft pedigree, might as well be Blankensy or his name is. He has the same chances to make it, the same chances as Tom Giles his name is.
I think it really comes down to, do you keep five or six, and is Mac Hollins healthy or not? That's the big question debate for the Patriots receivers.
Polk, again, not out there today. We did have the return of Carlton Davis. He was there day one.
Yeah.
He wasn't there yesterday. He was back out there today. But again,
current Patriot, both you and me.
Correct. I'm actually looking at our top five Patriots right now. I had him number five. You had him number four on list. Seek those out at Jones and Keefe. Looking at a few other things here. I don't know if I read these earlier today. Some depth chart things, which I do think you can read into today. Nothing competitive, but depth chart stuff.
Yeah.
Mark Daniels said, interesting day for Jared Wilson. He rotated in with the first offensive line at left guard, center, and right guard. I believe that's the first time we've heard about him at right guard.
Yeah, I wonder what that is. I wonder if that's Onwenu has to be a backup tackle.
So like that's what I was going to say.
Moses, maybe Onwenu plays tackle.
They've had Moses on a quote-unquote pitch count.
Yeah.
So if Onwenu has to kick out the tackle, they're getting a look at
that guy, maybe?
Jared Wilson at right guard. Yeah.
But this goes back to why I think, although it wouldn't like be shocking, but if Garrett Bradbury could either start or not make the team. And if they like what they get out of Wilson, or maybe they feel like Strange is better as a center, I wonder how they really feel about Garrett Bradbury. That's just me kind of throwing out a name. That's not based on anything. But just sort of it seemed like after the second day, it was, all right, Will Campbell and Mike Onwenu are in there. Those are first-team offensive linemen.
Yep.
Morgan Moses, it's more of like he will be, but let's just sort of like pitch count him, like you said. And then center and left guard are wide open. I feel like that's where the real battle.
Who do you want to be the center on? Like, who are you rooting for?
Bradbury. I kind of hope that he's just good.
Not Wilson.
No, I mean, I think if Wilson as a rookie is sort of your first center in or your first guard in, I'd take that. But if they sign Bradbury, hopefully it's him and he's fine.
I don't want Strange. Yeah, you're probably right. If Bradbury's your center.
Yeah.
And Wilson's your left guard, that's probably the best case scenario. I was going to say, Caden Wallace is mixing in at left guard.
Yeah.
If he is a third-round pick a year ago, like if he can play at guard, he couldn't at tackle, definitely not left tackle.
No, I don't want that.
There was a reason he never played it at Penn State.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a really good left tackle next to him. That's why he never played. He could play it wrong.
No, he's a right tackle.
If he could play guard, I might be okay with that, but you're probably right.
Yeah.
Bradbury at center, Wilson at left guard is probably the best combo, the best case scenario for the Pats. Other news and notes here. Looking at Andrew Callahan, a lot of the same on the O-line.
Yeah.
He did say for the receivers, and we'll get to more of this, Diggs, Douglas, Booty, your top wide receivers. He says that Bourne and Williams mixed in more in the second team.
Yeah, again, so maybe the biggest bubble guy would be Booty.
Yeah.
You know, Kendrick Bourne.
I think
too.
Booty and Bourne.
Bourne, Booty.
Booty and Bourne, I think those, if Hollins is healthy, those two are fighting for one spot, I think.
Yeah, that's what I think it comes down to as well.
And I think Chisholm is behind them on that list. Same thing with Javon Baker. I don't even think Polk is anywhere near it.
Yeah.
And then one here from our pal Matt on Twitter. This is a criticism of Mike Vrabel. I don't know how much they're restricted by in the CBA, but he says taking a day off, third day into camp, they didn't quite take it off.
They weren't out here.
Is a hell of a strategy for a 2-15 team. He said the Bengals and Bills wins don't count.
I mean, you got to give them the Bengals.
We don't count the Bengals wins.
You got to give them the
Bengals. If you don't want to count the Bills wins,
Chime,
I get that. You want to count the Bills win? I'll give you that
one. Bengals win counts.
We're not counting the Bengals win?
No, that counts.
2-15
That's their signature win.
He says, I hope they have time today to run through the sprinklers and get some ice cream.
We didn't see any ice cream. We didn't see any slip and slide or anything like that. But even Belichick would do that. He'd hose them down.
Let me be consistent, though. If Mayo did this a year ago, I would have been critical of it. So am I giving Vrabel a bit of a free pass where I would have said, oh, Mayo's giving them an off day. They're here to work. They should be working. I don't know how much they're restricted by the CBA, but
I think that's a lot of it.
I probably would have been more critical of Mayo doing this than I am right now of Vrabel because I trust Vrabel more than Mayo. There's a track record.
But you only get X number of full padded practices. You only get X number of time throughout camp. So if he wants to use it this way, I don't have a huge problem with it. Because let's face it, after yesterday, the takeaway was through 2 days, pretty good.
Yep.
Right? Like there was not like, oh, that's a real mess, or like, oh, they got to clean that up. Like overall, pretty good.
No, I agree.
The offensive line wasn't great, but guess what? They're not great. And then everything else kind of was relatively positive. So if your plan all along was, all right, day three is going to be kind of a walkthrough, have another practice over the weekend, and then really kind of ramp things up on Monday. Also knowing that you have two joint practices this year. And all the coaches and players talk about how much you get out of those. Well, so you're also kind of ramping up to those two things that you're going to do this year.
The joint practices they have are interesting. It's the Commanders, Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
And the Vikings, J.J. McCarthy. So it's like...
Yeah, right.
You're going to get a look at like Drake May, how he looks compared to a guy who hasn't played yet,
he
McCarthy.
He better be better than McCarthy.
And a guy, 100%.
Yeah.
And a guy who was in the NFC title game last year in Jaden Daniels. Like,
absolutely.
I mean, that's going to be interesting when we get to that point.
Which team will Terry McLaurin be on by the time they practice?
He can just switch. You
maybe
just keep him.
Pats.
I mean, Keith, we threatened to drive down to Worcester to go get Roman Anthony.
Right. We almost had to.
I mean, I don't know.
We should get Terry McLaurin on the show.
Get Terry that's McLaurin. Get him on the show.
Talk about, like, hey, you could be a Patriots Monday guest with us. And it's like, all right, I'll
all
demand
right,
a trade.
Fine.
I'll demand a trade.
I'll demand
now.
A trade right now. I'll call my agent.
It happened.
617-779-7937. You can discuss all things Patriots here. We'll get back to the Red Sox at 1 o'clock. We got Week in Review. Coming
yes.
your way.
What a week
at 12:45. It's certainly been a week,
yep.
Keith.
Yep.
As you hear right there in the open, we'll give you the brag of the week coming up. Brag of the day, I do think, is I'll do it on behalf of my guy Rich.
Oh,
last night on BST, I was watching you.
Yeah, thanks.
I caught the replay this morning. I didn't see it live last night.
I think it's. Hopefully that still counts. They still get credit for that.
Yeah, I think yeah. I think they do. So I was watching the replay this morning, minding my own business, getting ready to drive down to Foxborough today, battle some traffic on the way down to Foxborough. Not all heroes wear capes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching a BST, and I see it's Keith, it's Curran, and it's Mike Felger. And there was a big argument. Well, the two of you are on one side, Felger on the other. Big argument about, how much Drake May should run. And I would encourage you to go check out Savage Sports, his timeline. He does a good job of giving you the full beatdown that Keith put on Felger. A verbal tap out.
A verbal tap out.
That's how I would refer to it.
Sure.
He doesn't want to see Drake May run.
Yeah, I found that very
this year,
strange.
Which I find absurd.
Yeah.
And Curran was on your side. I'm on your side. I don't get wanting to rein in Drake May. I get not wanting to get him hurt.
Yeah.
I get wanting him to be a passer first. I mean, I get all those things, but Drake May better have designed runs.
Yes.
Scramble plays. That's part of what made him, I thought, an elite prospect last year.
Yeah, exactly. Why he was the third pick in the draft, sort of one of the upside things with Drake May. And the conversation started because we were referring to some of the Kendrick Bourne's comments and even Hunter Henry's comments at camp, being like, hey, you guys were in the Josh McDaniels system in 2021. We've heard about a lot of maybe changes or tweaks or things like that. And they're like, no, it's the same offense. And then so I was saying, well, maybe they haven't put in all the quarterback runs yet because of just the nature of these practices. Because I don't think they should call plays the way they did for Mac Jones, the same way they should for Drake May. And then that's when Mike was like, well, it should be a pocket passer. He needs to throw. And I was like, well, you know, there's a lot of very successful quarterbacks right now running, and it's not just when the play breaks down like Mahomes. It's guys that run. That's the play call. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels. Those are four of the six best quarterbacks in the league. The guy who won the Super Bowl and the guys that finished 1 and 2 in the MVP.
Yep.
And it's also Drake May's skill set. This isn't like, hey, quarterbacks run, so you should run.
Wait,
hey, Mac Jones, you should run.
Hey,
or
Tom Brady.
Or Bailey Zappi, you guys need to run. Those guys weren't runners.
Drew Bledsoe.
Oh, yeah, right.
Designed run play. Like, no. This guy can do it. It's what he did in college. We saw it last year.
Right. This is what can make him really good. And this can sort of add to it. And so if he only throws 20, 21, 22 touchdown passes this year.
But he runs for 8?
Okay, now you're cooking.
30 touchdowns.
Yes, now you're talking. And also, you look at what's around him. We like Steph Diggs. We don't really like any of the other receivers. Hunter Henry is fine. The running backs are a question mark. The offensive line might not be great. If you tell me you get 500 or 600 rushing yards from your quarterback, you're going to need it. It's not just like a bonus, like, hey, look what we can do, and you know, you're just showing off. No, no, no. They're going to need him to pick up first downs. And I hope that Josh McDaniels – and I think that – see, this is one spot where I think that he will. But I go –
You think he'll give Drake design runs?
I think so.
Me too. He did it with Cam.
He did it with Cam.
I don't think as a prospect, Drake and Cam, that's a bad comparison.
But
I think Drake and Josh Allen were similar. Yeah. I thought Allen was similar to Cam. I think and we're talking about Carolina number one pick in the draft, Cam, not end of his career, not the same player anymore. Yeah, he had tons of design runs for Cam. I think he'll do that with Drake, and he should.
Does Mike Vrabel allow it, though?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, look, I don't know, but you had highlighted before some of Tannehill's numbers
as a
passer.
Yeah, he actually passed really well.
Right.
Let's take a look at Tannehill's rushing yards.
You look up Tannehill, I'll look up Mariota while Vrabel was there.
You know?
Not much?
Not crazy. No. For a guy as athletic as he is, his high water mark was 270 rushing yards.
That's not much.
However, he had two seasons where he had 7 rushing touchdowns.
Okay. So
that's more positive.
Let you run down by the goal line.
But also, you had Derrick Henry.
7!
This team doesn't have Derrick Henry.
Nope, they certainly do not.
They do not have a Derrick Henry type. So, I mean, he ran some, but not as much as I wanted him to. So that's why I wonder, because he's talked about being smart, protecting himself. But you can do both. Like, you really can. Like, Josh Allen played every game. Lamar Jackson played every game. Jaden Daniels played every game.
What was Vrabel's first year in Tennessee? Was it 18? Was it 17?
Might have been.
Mariota had a couple of 300-yard rushing seasons, but yeah, nothing crazy, to be honest.
His first year was 18.
Okay, so that was 357, 2 touchdowns in 19, and he only played 7 games, 129. So, yeah, I mean, fair point. Vrabel hasn't really let his quarterbacks run. I would.
And yeah, I think McDaniels would be happy to do it.
And by the way, I think there is a difference. Like, Drake May came in on the first day, on Wednesday. And after camp, I forget who asked him. I think it was Karen, actually. He's like, yeah, great question.
Yeah. Karen, hello.
And she's like, what have you worked on the most between year one and year two? What are you working on? And he's like, well, I want to hang in as a passer.
Yeah.
On a passing play, you need your quarterback. Allen and Lamar are incredible at this.
Mm-hmm.
They don't just go one read and take off. One read, two reads, three, maybe 4 reads. And then when there's truly nothing there, they'll take off and make something out of nothing. Like, I need him to hang on and go through his reads. You need to go 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Okay? And then if it's not there, you can take off. You can't go, oh, my first read's not there. I'm out of the pocket. I'm leaving. That would be a disaster. So Drake can't do that. I'm not asking him to do that. But I want him to hang in on some of these throws. I still want him to be a productive passer. Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen are wildly productive passers. Hurts wasn't as much last year. They really scaled back their passing. They have one of the lowest pass rates in the NFL. Last year, they were a heavy run team between Hurts and Saquon Barkley. But Hurts has had better passing seasons before. I wouldn't call him a precision passer, but he's had more productive passing seasons than a year ago. And I think on design run plays, I want him to do that, and I wouldn't take that away. What you got to coach out of him is getting himself hurt, fighting for the extra yard like he did against the Chargers. You know, not having awareness after breaking out a big play against the Jets. Like, I don't want him to get hurt. I don't want him to get killed out there. That's Vrabel's job to coach that out. But they should have design runs. And if he goes through 3 or 4 progressions and it's not there, he should take off. That's what Mahomes does.
The 5 quarterbacks last year with the most rushing attempts.
Yep.
All right, so not necessarily yards, because Kyler Murray's not in this attempts list, but he had a ton of yards. Jalen Hurts. I know a lot of that's tush-push, but whatever. Jalen Hurts, number one, most rushing attempts regular season. He won the Super Bowl. Jaden Daniels, 2nd most rushing attempts, was in the NFC title game, and everyone thinks he's the best quarterback in the conference.
Yep.
Lamar Jackson.
AFC title game.
It should have been the MVP.
Should have gone to the Super Bowl,
by the way. Josh Allen was the MVP,
was
4th, and then rookie Bo Nix was 5th, made the playoffs.
All playoff teams.
Top five guys all made the playoffs.
What do you know? It's almost like you want your quarterback to run.
It kind of seems like it based off of these numbers.
One of them won the Super Bowl. 2 others made the conference title game.
Yeah.
All 5 were playoff teams.
Yeah. Two of them are rookies. 2 of them were in Drake May's class.
It's almost like you want your quarterbacks to run in today's NFL. That's weird.
Because the argument, I guess, would be, not to straw man this, but it would be like, well, Tom Brady didn't run and Mahomes doesn't have design runs. Okay. So fine. Get me Tom Brady again.
Yeah.
Or get me Mahomes.
Yeah, sure.
Or maybe a guy who can run. And not forcing somebody to run. Getting a guy who can run and letting him run, like Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it should be.
So
500, 600 yards rushing and something? Like, I don't, that's not crazy.
If he plays, the only for 600 yards, the only question is, does he play 17 games? If he plays 17 games, he's running for 600 yards.
Yeah, that's probably
He was well over 400 last year.
He was.
Do you have his numbers in front of you?
I do.
He was like 10 a pop last year.
Yeah, he had 421 yards rushing, 7.8 yards a carry.
Okay, so 10 was an exaggeration. But eight yards a pop on a run.
Yeah.
That's going to keep a defense honest. That's going to give them one more guy to account for. And so, again, I would work in design runs. 5 a game?
Yeah.
Something like that?
He was ninth last year in rushing yards.
Yeah.
He only played 13.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, quote-unquote 13 games. Not even 13 full games.
No, he finished 11, I think. He left the Chargers game. He came back. The Jets game he played in, but he barely played. The Bills. Oh, yeah, sorry. 10 games he finished, maybe.
Yeah.
I forgot about the Bills game. So, it should absolutely be a part of it. Now, the other piece, the Josh McDaniels offense. I personally am not surprised it's going to be the same offense. He's the same guy.
I was hopeful they might have a little wrinkle.
I'm not surprised, but I am a little disappointed. Let's get to that with all your thoughts. The wide receiver depth chart as well. Oh, and speaking of Drake May, more evidence that Drake May wanted Joe Milton the hell out of town. Let's get to all of that right after trending with Nick LaPan.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. After an off day yesterday, the Red Sox start a 3-game weekend series against the Dodgers tonight. Brian Baio will get the start for the Sox opposite the Dodgers, Emmett Sheehan. First pitch is at 7:10 tonight, and you can hear the call of the game with Sean McDonough and Mike Monaco right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Don't forget to tune in to the Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show with Christian Arcand at 6:10. According to Chris Cotillo, the Red Sox are recalling David Hamilton for AAA Worcester as Marcelo Meyer is expected to land on the injured list. And last night, a potential Red Sox trade target is off the board as the Arizona Diamondbacks traded first baseman Josh Naylor to the Seattle Mariners. Want to win free groceries and epic Boston sports and concert prizes? Enter the Shaw's and Star Market Grand Slam Summer Sweepstakes. Just spend $50 or more and check your receipt for your entry code. It's that easy. Official rules at GrandSlamSummerSweeps.com. And that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.